Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, and it's just, like I said, just feels like a different level of energy is here to start off this training camp.
There's negative energy and positive energy. And it feels like the Kings have like positive energy. It feels like they're all working towards something in the early stages of this training camp.
Well, we also kind of, we don't have to go over every single thing, but there was also the frustration, at least Domas had, with the front office always talking about trades being done and not getting done.
Right. Another thing we learned.
So how long did
the way.
That happen? That happened for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh man, we thought we're getting some people in here because that's what they told us.
And Siakam and OG were midpoint of the previous season. Mm-hmm. That quote came out after DeMar signed. So that was the off season. Mm-hmm. So that had been around at the very least for a year and a half.
Right. So, yeah, like I said, vibes. New energy, and it doesn't win you basketball games, but it's a nice start.
Thank God no one was here to tell Domas that the Kuminga deal was done.
Oh, man, how you think that would have played out? That the old regime was here, and they were dealing with Kuminga. Oh, man, they would have told him four different times that deal was done.
Could Dylan Dinger have been anything other than a baseball player?
Excuse me?
That brother's name is Dylan Dinger, isn't it?
Do I need to throw a flag right now?
I don't think so.
What is your guys' problem?
Am I wrong? Is that man's name right there?
Yeah, it looks like it, but I don't know.
Did I get that wrong?
No, I mean, yeah.
You can't be Dylan Dinger, attorney at law. You can't be Dr. Dylan Dinger. Like, you got to be a baseball player. Look, I know you want to throw a flag. I'm not doing anything wrong. The man's team just advanced in the playoffs.
I wonder if
he's a catcher. He's feeling good.
His family origins has anything to do with the home run call. Like does
is it Dingler or Dinger? Hold on, Dylan Dingler.
Is that
it's
what
Dingler?
Oh, okay.
It's that's not any better though.
That makes
Dylan Dingler.
More sense,
no,
though.
It doesn't.
Yeah, Dingler sounds worse.
Does it sound worse?
Yeah.
So you're telling, okay, but the question stands, can you be Dr. Dylan Dingler?
Sure.
No, you cannot. Where are you going, Dr. Dingler? No, you can't. This man had to be a baseball player.
Whatever you have to do to make your marriage work, go ahead, sir. Where are you going, Dr. Dingler? I understand. You're not alone in this situation.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you're taking proactive steps to make it work.
Your Honor, this is my attorney.
Mr. Dingler.
This is Dylan Dingler, PhD.
So you tell me he had no choice but to be what he ended up being.
He had to be
Major League Baseball player.
He had to be a baseball player. Had to be a baseball player.
Tigers win, by the way. Tigers.
Well, that's why Dylan Dingler was getting interviewed.
Yeah. Well, keep saying his name. I mean, we're just, there's no flag.
He's a baseball player. Like, what are you doing? Grow up.
Just, all right, man. I'm just checking.
I see his intent, but it's within the rules of the game.
We have to put that in front of the rules committee this offseason, but there's nothing we can do about it right now.
No. No, it's the tough rule. It's the tush push. Like, it just works, man. Hey, you got to execute it better.
Hey, that was cold when the Eagles had that little handoff to Saquon on the
tuck. Oh, yeah, that was nasty.
I said, oh, man, if they got over that in the tuck, I don't know what you do.
They're going to start running the tush push on first down and just throwing it to Saquon.
Oh, man, they got that in the tuck. Oh, no. That's why you just got to start hitting people. Because now you really can't stop them.
Man, we'll talk more. Dr. David, you know, 102.5, DJ Dr. Dingler, or DJ Dingler. He comes on right after DJ Oasis.
I've never met him.
DJ Dingler's probably late night, huh?
Saturday nights.
Oh, man. In the mix, huh? No. In the mix with who?
Dylan Dingler, DJ Dingler,
in the mix with DJ. Oh man,
I don't know. He does not have a name where you could take him seriously in another profession. So shout out for making it as a very high level.
The game winning
player.
Home run today.
Game winning was 6-3.
Well, the go ahead, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
It was 1-1.
It was 6-1 at one point.
Yeah, it was 1-1 in the sixth, and his solo home run.
We were talking to Trista, and I looked up because I saw 1-1. We were talking to Trista, or maybe I saw 2-1. Someone hit a solo home run, right?
Yeah, Dingler hit it.
Oh, he hit the solo.
Yeah, and that opened the floodgates.
Oh, okay. So I saw the solo home run, but that made it 2-1. Mm-hmm. And then I were talking to Trista, and all of a sudden I look up, and it was 6-1.
Yeah, that was a 5-run sixth inning, I think.
Goodness gracious.
And then me and Jesse during the break, we said the Padres were finished because it was 1-0 with the bases loaded, no out in the bottom of the second.
Yeah.
They end up, quote unquote, getting out of it. It's only 2-0. They didn't get any more damage after that walk to bring in one of the runners from the bases loaded situation.
Yeah.
So it's 2-0 right now going into the fourth. If the Cubs lose this game, sorry, Manny, if the Cubs lose this game, you're going to look back at that second inning and say, we let them off the hook.
I know that you don't love this. I'm excited for Dodgers-Phillies.
I'm excited for it, too, because that's a team that could beat the Dodgers.
Oh, okay. What was that, Jesse?
I said that's going to be a good series.
Yeah, like I don't watch series with spite. For spite, I'm genuinely looking forward to the series. I know you do. We all know that you do. I would be disappointed though if the Padres lost.
Well, get ready to learn Chinese. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna happen for them.
Yeah, we'll see.
I
guess we could take this two screen off. Huh?
That's gonna be a good series. I mean, either way, it's gonna be a good series. Padres Brewers is gonna be good, but Cubs Brewers is gonna be. Is going to be the real deal. And obviously, Phillies, Dodgers, in LDS, yeah. Best of five.
Yeah.
That's going to be from the get-go. I think Ohtani's pitching game one.
Okay.
So from the get-go, it's going to be on and popping. On and popping. Great playoff so far.
We're covering everything because Matt George is going to join us in a few minutes, and we'll shift our attention back to the home team here. Also, I'll mention that Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we'll shift our attention back to the Kings when Matt joins us. We've got Thursday night football that kicks off with your San Francisco 49ers taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Mac Jones, starting quarterback tonight with Brock Purdy out. Juwan Jennings out. Ricky Pearsall out. Sounds like his primary target is going to be Kendrick Bourne. Who lines up on the other side of Kendrick Bourne? Oh, Sky Moore.
Well, no, right? DeMarcus Robinson.
First. Oh, DeMarcus Robinson.
And then Sky Moore. This Valdez Scantling or Sky Moore as your – Sky Moore probably will be your slot guy, though.
Mm. I don't feel as bad about this game as you do. I think the division plays around. I think the rivalry between plays a role. Excuse me. I think the rivalry between Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan plays a role too. I do also understand the sentiment. There's only so much you can overcome, and it feels like they've already dealt with a lot. Asking them to go in and play one of the teams that is playing as good as anyone else in the National Football League is a tough task. Thursday night on the road, but I think this is a well-coached team. I think Mac Jones is a good quarterback. You still got Christian McCaffrey there, which I think is the ultimate wild card. You still got Robert Saleh in that defense there. So I'm not giving up on this game for the San Francisco 49ers.
That's the thing,
all.
Right there. I feel like I'd probably maybe feel closer to you if they were actually running the ball this season. Mm. Like the fact that they've been struggling, I mean, sure. Up to today, I don't know if I can give them the benefit. Because me and Jake and James were talking about this morning, like how do the 49ers win? Like CMC would have to run for 100+. Defense stops the run on the other side, and you get to the quarterback a bit. But I don't see how, just given how it's looked this season, how they're able to fix that up tonight, given you're down your top two receivers and your top quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they got a shot tonight. I really do. I think this game is tailor-made for them to play a good game on both sides of the ball. They're going to have to play a clean game when you talk about turnovers and you talk about penalties. They have to be as perfect as you can possibly get in those two areas. And when there's opportunities for big plays and opportunity for game-changing plays, they got to take advantage of them. They have to. There's no room for error tonight for the 49ers going into Los Angeles to take on the Rams. I think it'll be a close game. I think they have an opportunity. I don't think they're going to win. But if they are going to win, it's going to have to be pretty much a flawless game on both sides of the ball for the 49ers. It might be like the good old game in 95 when Elvis Gerback was starting, going up against the Cowboys. Deion had gone to Dallas. It was looking bleak, and I ain't talking Memphis. I think the Niners were 5-4 going into that game. And Gerback went into Dallas Stadium and got that one.
Do you stick with these lines like, you know, Memphis bleak and $2 steak? Because they become like trademarks. It's like JR say, you know, business is about to pick up, or Stone Cold, Stone Cold, Stone Cold. Like
trademarks.
Do you
signatures?
Do you use these lines in everyday life?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
Okay. Hopefully you've never had a steak as tough as a $2 one.
I didn't, but I did have $4 steak and eggs way back when I was like 16 in Las Vegas. $4 steak and eggs. It was like 4 in the morning.
I'm sure I've had a $4 steak that I bought and cooked myself and thought that I was, you know, saving money and being smart instead of just ate trash for dinner.
Well, literally you were.
Yes, I recognize that. I recognize that now. It wasn't good. Wasn't good.
You mean one that you bought and you cooked, right?
Yeah.
You can cook, yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. It's still a steak that cost $4. And I probably didn't know how to cook back then. I didn't. I definitely didn't. We'll come back. Matt George joins us. He was at practice. He caught a good amount of the 5-on-5 that went down today. We'll ask him about that and his thoughts on Jersey Watch, what he's got to say about all that. So Kings Talk with our man Matt George of ABC 10 and Locked On Kings next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we think Matt George is going to join us here pretty soon. He could be in a work meeting over at ABC 10 or picking the place that he's going to talk to us. He posted.
Always an adventure.
Yeah, it is. Matter of fact, I don't think I hit retweet yet on this video he posted. He posted a 5-minute video of the 5-on-5 that went on today at King's practice. And, of course, everyone's watching jerseys and Dennis out there in sweats and a beanie and DeMar with his jersey on, so the 10 is in the front. Hey, I swear, basketball, I don't know. I don't know that any professional athlete has more, like, little quirks than basketball players.
They just do a number of different things for whatever reason. I don't know what the point of
why are you guys
is.
Like this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The some of that stuff, I don't know. Like, I don't know why I'm playing with a beanie on. What is the point of that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why? And then DeMar's situation. Just put
the jersey
on.
I got the jersey on backwards.
And that's why basketball players are hella funny, though. They're hilarious.
Ooh, Dennis at the rim. I haven't watched this yet.
This is the
Matt George one. Yeah, I haven't watched this video yet. He timestamps it, too. We got a Zach LaVine dunk in here. We got Keegan getting some shots off. We got Malik and Dennis talking a little bit. Oh, that's what I'm watching now. Malik and Dennis talking a little bit. I like that.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Oh, man, don't do that again. Don't do that again. That went so bad the first time you did it.
Can't go any worse.
That's a great point. It literally can't get worse than when you did that with Tristan Thompson and Marvin Bagley.
What do you think about Doug talking about playing with speed, tempo, and all this other stuff? Because I know a lot of people like scoff at that and like, oh, how can he say that with guys like DeMar DeRozan playing? Like, that won't work. Like, I feel like DeMar DeRozan's not just a stiff who's not going to go up and down the floor.
I think people sometimes maybe purposely don't understand what the word tempo means. It doesn't mean, you know, we're trying to sprint up and down the floor and get a shot off in the first, what was the old thing, 6 seconds?
Seven seconds
or less. Like, I don't think that's what he's referring to. I think he's talking about, you know, taking the ball off the rim and pushing it up the court, or bringing the ball inbounds, pushing it up the floor, trying to get into your offense quickly. That's what I think he's referring to. I don't think he's talking about 7 seconds or less or things like that. Like, I think he's talking about just establishing a tempo. Like the Kings, he talked about at some point this week being the best conditioned team in the league. He said, and this is low-key one of my favorite things that he said all week, me and Scott want this team to be the best conditioned team in the league. And, you know, having him and his general manager on the same page is a good look. Domas is always in terrific shape. Same with Dennis. Same as that. They're all in great shape. Obviously, that's a little bit different than getting up and down the floor, but putting these guys in a position to where they're the best conditioned team in the league, I think they can absolutely do. And I don't have any problem with wanting to play with tempo.
Yeah, man. And sometimes tempo isn't just like necessarily just running up and down. Sometimes it's, oh, Sabonis got the rebound. Maybe he takes it himself, but he gets the quick outlet to Dennis. Dennis, with the pass, pushes it up the sideline up to Zach LaVine. Now you got a guy going one-on-one before the defense gets set. That's tempo as well. It's not just dribbling the ball up the court.
So what's funny about, like, Domantas Sabonis can get up the floor, right? I always found it funny, like, I think it might have been the Phoenix team Shaq was on, or it was some team that I know Shaquille O'Neal was on. I thought it was the Phoenix team. We were talking about, no, we want to play fast. Well, that's too goddamn bad. You can't. Like when you have, or like when you have a big like Philadelphia, you can't play fast.
Right.
That's not Joel. Like when you have a, you know, putting DeMar DeRozan in that category is slightly insane. That's not him. Like say, oh, he's not fast. He's not gonna. All right, man. Like he's not plotting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are some times where coaches say, and almost every coach says it, every preseason. Oh, we want to play fast. We want to get up and down. Cool. Do you have the roster to do that? And I don't know how many rosters in the league do. I think the Kings have one.
I think they do, too.
Especially their starting lineup.
Right.
And you throw Malik into that. Like, Malik has acknowledged there are at times that his conditioning needs to be better. Hopefully, he's entering this season where he feels like his conditioning is better. I know they wanted to play fast. It was 2 years ago, and Kevin Herter was the one who was talking about, yeah, my condition isn't good enough to play the way that Mike wants us to. It's a task, and probably the most unfortunate part is for what Doug Christie wants to do, that doesn't start today. It didn't start Monday. That had to start a month ago.
Yeah.
Like a group text, hey, fellas, I have a vision of us getting up and down the floor. I have a vision of us, you know, taking the ball off the rim, pushing up and down the floor. I have a vision of us inbounding the ball and getting up quick. I think that's going to put all of us in a better position. It's going to put, you know, Zach in a better position to score. It's going to put Domas in a better position to, you know, have free reign of the paint. It's going to put Keegan Murray in great spots for three. But in order for us to do this, you have to get ready now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait till the first day of training camp. And coaches watch that all of the time. Nothing will piss a coach off more than a player coming into training camp trying to get in shape.
Right. That's the 50s and 60s, man. That's what training camp was originally designed for. Spring training, all that stuff, to get in shape because you had a regular job during the offseason,
right,
and you got to get back in the game.
You're very literally a plumber.
Yeah, that's not what it is today. Training camp should be for you to come in and learn the new system or get cohesion with your teammates, not to get in shape.
Yeah.
Not to get in shape. So, it's one of those things that these guys got to be ready. Then even when you look at, like, Dennis, you never know what's going on with – maybe Dennis is pushing himself to the limits. That's why he's tired or looks out of shape. Or it could be as simple as Dennis played basketball for the whole summer damn near, getting ready for Eurobasket. And he took about a week and a half off. And it don't matter if he was already in shape. You don't do anything for a week and a half. That first couple days back is going to feel heavy.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's going to feel heavy. So that might be what's going on with him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it could very well be, and he's probably the one. He's probably the one who played the most basketball. He certainly played the most competitive basketball, but he's probably the one who played the most basketball of all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 6-7 days off is tough.
Yeah.
Six, seven days off is tough. You got to wear beanies and long sleeves to get back going again. Maybe it's cold in the Golden 1 Center.
It might be, man. Maybe he wasn't ready for the rain, and you know they didn't get the heat on. And so, I don't know. You never know.
Matt said Matt's a little blacker than we think. Matt texted us at 3:19 and said, "I'm on my way." If that's not the blackest thing Matt George has ever done, because it's been 10 minutes and Matt's not here, and it's like, oh yeah, Matt ain't even left the house.
Five minutes away, big dog.
Yeah, five minutes.
Walking out the door.
5 minutes at least means you're on your way to the car. At the very least, you're on your way to the car.
Oh man,
Matt, click that link whenever he's ready, I'm sure, and we can ask him to break down this video that he posted on social media.
We're going to talk Kings the rest of the way, but I wanted to ask, I've been meaning to ask both of you guys this for all week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Ben Johnson halftime video?
I didn't hear it live. Like, I saw it with no sense. I didn't know it was a thing until the next day.
Yeah, I don't even know where they said it either, but I saw the video too.
So there's a video he's doing with the sideline reporter just as they come out of the tunnel for halftime. And she starts off by saying, yeah, something to the effect of, yeah, your offense couldn't get clicking in that first half. What are you doing? And he just, yeah, I know, we suck. We couldn't do anything right. Offense, yeah. What else you got? And she's like, all right.
Kind of step back, like, okay.
Yeah, so then he gives a real response. And then from what I could hear, she kind of snaps back at him. She's like, you need to change some things. And he's like, yeah, we will. And just gives her a look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they go their several ways. So people were saying she was, like, unprofessional and she was out of pocket for her response. And she probably, like, yeah, just
but
keep
I
doing
think
your
her
thing.
Response was, I think she, I could have completely misunderstood this. You need to change some things. I think she asked it as a question.
It sounded like a statement.
Okay.
Maybe she meant it as a question.
Okay.
It sounded like a statement.
You need to change some things.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, I saw it after the fact because he was like upset about it. He was like, yeah, that's my bad. I misunderstood. Like, I shouldn't have responded that way.
And that probably really could have been like she could have been saying it as, okay, so after all that, you need to change some things.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what it really was. But it did kind of come off like she was snapping back because he was hella rude with her to start off.
Yeah.
But that makes more sense than her doing something like that.
Like, yeah, it's unfortunate because, like, I hate those interviews. Like, you're never going to get anything good from them, and you're putting everybody in a bad position. You're putting the coach in a bad position. You're putting the sideline reporter in a bad position because 9.5 times out of 10, the coach is probably mad about something, and he wants to get to his team. And I've never really, like, loved those interviews, and little things like that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in Matt George here, live from the ABC 10 newsroom. Matt, you posted a video we've been watching here for the last few minutes. Anxious to hear the breakdown of this on Locked On Kings. I'm sure at some point over the next day or two, you got to watch them get up and down the floor here for a little bit. What was your biggest takeaway from, one, what you saw and posted on Twitter, and what you maybe didn't post on Twitter?
Guys, they're getting me. They're getting me.
Yeah, I like that. I like to hear that.
They're reeling me back in.
Yes, that's how it works.
They're showing the right things. No, it was fun to watch some 5-on-5, and we've heard so much about the competition. And one of the big – I had a million questions going into training camp, but one of my biggest questions was, what does Doug Christie's team look like? Like, what is – not Doug Christie taking over midseason with a staff that's not his – what does a summer and meticulous planning, as we know, Doug meticulously plans for anything and everything. If you never saw him plan for a radio show or plan for the broadcast that he did, I mean, he is meticulous as it gets with his planning.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you guys earlier in the week talking about when he would have the scout when he's on Mike Brown's staff, meticulous. So this man had an entire summer to put this training camp together. And it was like, okay, what is it going to look like? And whether it's 94 feet, it might as well be on a t-shirt at this point, that every single one of those guys are wearing, or like just competing, getting after it defensively, talking, chirping, like all of this. We're seeing it on full display. We are seeing Doug Christie on full display in this training camp. Now, it's 3 days in, and they're not really facing adversity other than that which they create, right? So I don't even think we'll get like a real taste of adversity when the Toronto Raptors come into town in less than a week, by the way. We'll be watching Kings basketball in the Golden One Center in less than a week. What is that cliche? Like, you have a plan, do you get punched in the mouth? We'll see how this team reacts when they get punched in the mouth. But if in Doug Christie's way, the Kings want to be the ones doing the punching, not waiting to get hit. So, like, to see the 5-on-5 today, to see the energy, the intensity, I'll be honest with you, a lot of shots weren't falling. And I think that was because legs were tired. there was a play where Dennis Schroeder got the offensive rebound and he walked the ball up the floor. And I'm thinking, if this was the first quarter, Doug Christie would probably be screaming at him. But we're in there the last 5 minutes. Who knows how long these guys have been playing? And Dennis looked tired. Everybody looked tired, but they were still getting after it. We saw Dennis and Malik going at each other, like chirping at each other. There was a possession where we talked about how does Doug Christie get the buy-in defensively from the guys who aren't known for defense. And it's Zach LaVine, who had a steal, by the way, went for a transition layup and got blocked by Daquan Plowden, who made a fantastic play. But Zach LaVine got a steal playing the passing lane. Malik Monk at one point was guarding DeMar DeRozan. DeMar got the ball in his favorite spot on the floor, back to the basket, that mid-range, and Malik pokes the ball away from him and doesn't create a turnover, but it just disrupts him. And the Kings have to go somewhere else. That unit had to go somewhere else. Like, we're seeing it now. Again, it's just practice, but we're seeing it. And it's the same way I talk about what players do in like preseason or in summer league, right? Neat Clifford doing what he did in summer league. Everyone goes, oh, it's summer league, it's not real NBA competition. But if Neat Clifford had struggled in summer league, we'd be going, oh my God, Neat Clifford's not an NBA player. It's the same thing with this. We're seeing them do the right thing. Oh, but it's just training camp. Yeah. But if we weren't seeing them doing this in training camp, we'd be concerned. So I'm, like I said, they're reeling me back in. I'm very impressed with Doug Christie and the, as Domantas Sabonis puts it, strict and professional training camp that he's running.
Love it. Real quick, spell Daquan.
D-A-U.
Nope. Never mind.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Not even close.
Well, see, now I forgot. I forgot the original because I'm just focused on the Q-W-O-N. So I forgot the first. Forget the first one.
D-A-E.
Yeah.
D-A-E. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Touch on that a little bit, Matt, because I was listening to Locked On and you talked about that, but Sabonis and his evaluation of what this training camp has been so far about, I would say, strict and professional, huh?
Yeah, Domas played it safe because I think Jason Anderson yesterday asked him a follow-up to that. It's like, what do you mean by that? And Domas started talking and immediately hesitated and went, I can't really say things without saying like stuff in the past, so I won't really say. Like he took the high route, I guess. But I think it's pretty clear that Domas is referencing how the past regime, Mike, and to some extent Monty McNair, how they ran things, because Domas wasn't just talking about the camp that Doug Christie's running. He mentioned Scott Perry, right? And when we're hearing players talk about Doug Christie, they're also talking about Scott Perry, which suggests to me there's a unity. There's a unified front. Scott Perry has been there on the sidelines right afterwards. He's talking with the coaching staff, like immediately chatting with them about what he saw. Like there is a unity with them and how they're trying to do things. And the players are recognizing that. So I mean, everybody knows I'm a big fan of Mike Brown's. I do not think he deserved to be fired. I don't believe he deserved to be treated the way that he was treated. But things obviously didn't work in a lot of ways of what Mike tried to do, especially starting in training camp of last season. There was some obvious disconnect, and the best I can say is, as of now, there doesn't seem to be any sort of that disconnect. Everybody seems to be on the same page with what's expected of them. Doug Christie has made it very clear what the non-negotiables are. This is who we are going to be. There, we are not fluctuating on that. But at the same time, I asked Doug yesterday, like, what the favorite topic when I worked with Doug to hear him talk about was how he and his team interacted with Rick Adelman. I think Rick Adelman deserves a statue outside of the Golden One Center. I idolize that man. And to, one of the stories that Doug tells is there's practice one day. This is like the height of the Kings. And Rick is saying, we want to do this, we want to do this. And Chris Webber, I think, stops him and says, but this is who we are. Let's try it this way. And they try it. And Rick goes, all right, like you can own it. Let's do it. Let's do it that way. And that just kind of became a staple of who the Kings were. He gives more of a specific example. I don't know what it is. But Rick was open to that feedback from his team. And so I asked Doug about it. And I asked Omos about it. And Doug says right away, yeah, like after practice, we're talking to Doug. And we're giving suggestions to Doug. And Doug said yesterday, I don't care where the good idea comes from as long as it's a good idea. And once we implement it, it becomes like you own it. The players own it. If they suggest something and I implement it, they now own it. It's on them to execute it. So really convoluted way to answer your question, KC, but these are just the subtle differences and things that I'm noticing in this camp that have me excited. Doesn't mean everything's going to work out perfectly, but it just feels like a fresh start from where we were at just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, yeah. I want to, it really does feel like last year really affected them. There are a lot of references and kind of like even Domas saying like, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to keep saying stuff about last year. But yeah. Last year really affected these guys. DeMar on media day speaking about things that happened. I hear little things like you talk about these guys talking, and I started earlier in the show talking about, I don't believe it's a conscious shot at Mike Brown. I don't think that's what Doug Christie is doing. But the communication, the quote that you just talked about when he's like, we're going to talk about this, and you guys are players, you see something different, like, let me know, and we'll talk this through. I take it that last year is fresh on their brain, and they are trying to do everything they can to move that memory out of this year and that energy out of this year. And I'm not saying that to blame one specific person or multiple people, but it just feels like it's something that is, if you were here last year, it's something that you want to get far away from, and you want things completely different than what you went through last year.
KC, not to be dramatic, but to me, like, it affected us. It affected this show, it affected media members. It affected, like, it was such a chaotic, I call it junior high school environment. Like, it was just drama filled. It was unnecessary.
It affected my relationship with De'Aaron Fox.
It did. I mean,
and Devin Carter.
I mean, it was that kind of year. So it's impossible for it not to affect everybody. Now, I hope everybody has also looked in the mirror and done some reflection of, hey, I probably played a part in that to some extent.
Well,
everybody
maybe.
Did. Everybody did. Well, okay. Not, I was talking about the players, but
my bad.
Stay off of Twitter. But to me, it's impossible for it not to affect everybody. And I think it got like to a point where everybody knew whether I was in the right, I was in the wrong. I knew everything. Like I was the problem or not. That cannot happen again. Like, we cannot let that happen again. We cannot let it get to this point again. I think everybody was sick of it. And even if there are disagreements still in that locker room of how things were handled last year or how things should be handled now, the diversity of vision but unity of purpose is another one of the hot terms that Scott Perry has been using a lot. Like, that seems to be another thing that the organization is really rallying behind, is we might disagree with things, but we're going to be unified in this idea that we're going to be a better basketball team than everybody thinks we're going to be. We have the talent to be effective, and we can all be unified against the people who don't think we're going to be very good. Like, that's just the vibe, the energy that I get. And that's very much that's Doug Christie energy, right? That's just mm-hmm. a Doug Christie, like F everybody else. We're going to do our thing. So last year can't happen again. I think everybody knows it. I'm glad it's being acknowledged as openly as it is, so that by Wednesday, when we tip off inside the Golden 1 Center of Kings Raptors, I don't want to have to reference last season other than, oh, that's something we saw them do last season, or that's something different from what they did last season on the basketball floor. At that point, put it to bed.
I'm with it. How big of a believer are you in? How much were you analyzing those jerseys when you walked into practice today and saw those guys getting up and down the floor like that?
Yeah, that's kind of a joke amongst us media members as we go in and immediately start looking at colors of jerseys and who's wearing what. And I did so yesterday. We were looking at the blue jerseys typically signify the end of the bench guys and the guys competing for spots and two-way guys. And like Maxime Reynaud was wearing a blue jersey yesterday. Devin Carter was wearing a blue jersey yesterday, along with like Isaac Jones and Daquan Plowden and those guys. Today, it was very much like starter versus perceived bench unit. So the starting five is as we expect. And then the bench unit when we first walked in was Malik Monk running the point. And I think that's going to be something we see a lot. Malik Monk running the point. Keon was at the two, although Keon was switching defensive responsibilities between Schroeder at times, mainly Zach LaVine, a little bit of DeRozan. And then Dario Saric was playing the four, I believe, when we first walked in, although he was subbed out for Daquan Plowden pretty quickly. And then you had Maxime Reynaud at the five guarding Sabonis, which I was really, really excited about. Mm-hmm. And I'm forgetting one under. Neek was playing the three. Yeah. So you had the two rookies out there with the bench unit, and then Malik eventually subbed out and Devin Carter subbed in, and then Devin Carter was running the point for the Kings second unit. So when I asked Malik and talked to Malik after practice today, I asked him about like a major topic of conversation has been how the Kings are using Domantas Sabonis differently offensively this year. And to me, it's not that different. It might be different from last year, but they're essentially using Domantas Sabonis the same way as they did Beam Team 1. Like they're using him out above the arc as a DHO guy and someone to run the offense with the space out there a little bit more. And Malik and Domas were very effective together doing that with their pick and roll game. And I asked Malik, like, how has he been different? Malik said, I've only been playing against him. I haven't gotten to play with him yet. But once I play with him, I'll tell you, type thing. So it's very clear that these established units have been going at each other and they haven't really switched up and changed too much. But Malik being the backup point guard, at least with that leading that second unit, captaining that second unit, which was a very young second unit, I think spoke volumes. And I was very happy to see Neek and Maxime out there for the entire time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I want to ask you about Devin Carter, because we spoke about him a little bit earlier, and we both kind of agreed, I don't necessarily see a pathway for him to get meaningful minutes the way the roster is right now. But, man, it really feels like if there was one guy that could, one of the guys, because I think Keon could do it too, Dennis Schroeder's got a little bit of it in him too, but one of the guys that could really, like, implement exactly what Doug Christie is talking about from a guard position, it feels like Devin Carter could be one of those guys. Once again, I don't think today he's better than Malik Monk. He's better than Keon Ellis. So I don't see where the pathway is for him to get minutes to be able to show that. But from what you've been able to see so far in training camp, do you see him having that, taking on that mentality that Doug is trying to implement with the entire roster?
Yeah, a good way to illustrate it, KC, is Doug shared with us, I think either on day one of training camp or on media day, he said that he wants to have a 10-man rotation. And the reason why he wants to have a 10-man rotation is because the way he's asking every single guy to play when they're on the floor is hard and exhausting. It's that 94 feet. It's all-out effort all the time. So I need that 10th man because I need to give these guys some rest. And I think the best way to illustrate that right now is if there's a 10-man rotation, I couldn't tell you who all 10 guys are, but I can tell you who's 11. I think it's Devin Carter. And I think he's just right there to where if anything changes, he's going to be the first guy to get the call. He's going to be the first guy to get the opportunity. So he has to be ready, right? But if Malik Monk is who we expect Malik Monk to be as the sixth man and the leader and the veteran of that second unit, and he's playing on the defensive level or end to at a level that we saw today consistently, doesn't mean he's going to not going to get beat or anything like that, because this is the NBA. Everybody can score, seems like, in the NBA. But Devin's going to have a hard time breaking in. But where Devin can embrace, like you're talking about, Doug Christie's identity is when Devin is on the floor, 94 feet, Devin Carter can stick to whoever he wants to. Like the ball hand, he should be a nuisance to everybody. And that was originally a role that I would say, man, this is what Keon is born to do. But now Keon has taken over more offensive responsibility because his shooting, to where I wonder if Keon's still going to be asked to do a lot defensively, but I don't think Keon is going to be expected to give 110% on the defensive end because of what he can do offensively versus Devin Carter. It's like when you're out there on the floor, you should be exhausted and also exhausting whoever you're guarding, whoever the opponent is. So that's what I think Devin Carter's role is. And I look at it as a card for Doug Christie to go to and play at any time. Oh, Steph Curry is we need someone just to chase Steph Curry around a little bit and tire him out. Devin Carter, here's 3-4 minutes, just go out and make his life hell and even pick up some fouls while you're at it. Like that's as of right now what I see Devin Carter's role being. Mm-hmm. But again, I think he's the guy that he's the first one I think that is going to be outside of the rotation that Doug Christie will call on when needed.
That's a tough role. Yeah. That's a tough role for Devin. What was it you said at the beginning of this with this big stupid grin on your face? I think they got me. What was it today, or what has it been the last few days that's got you back in this mode where you're excited about the team?
There's a lot of little things that would take me half an hour to lay all out, but I'll it's Doug Christie. I mean, and this also, like, it pulls at a heartstring because I grew up idolizing the man and the team that he played on, right? That my childhood was Doug Christie's time in Sacramento. So it's natural for me to want to root for the success of that man wherever he goes, but especially here in Sacramento, of course. But it's seeing Doug Christie embodied on the floor, I guess. It's seeing Doug Christie's identity being embraced by the team. And we'll see what it actually looks like in real game action and stuff like that. But from the limited windows, and I'm talking limited windows, guys, we've been in there 3 days. We got like 5 or 6 minutes of 5-on-5 today that we got to watch. We've gotten free throw and running drills yesterday. And then we got like full sprint layup drills the first day. We're getting nothing. Like they're giving us just barely little tastes. And even those little tastes are like, okay, I'm excited. I'm very excited about what I'm seeing. So we'll see when Wednesday comes around and the Toronto Raptors come to town, like what works, what doesn't, what's sloppy. Doug talks a lot about, like, he wants this team to be brave, not to be perfectionists, meaning take risks, try things. We saw some players try some things in the scrimmage today. So that probably means there are going to be sloppy moments when you're playing as fast as the Kings are playing. And Malik Monk said the thing he thinks that will surprise the team or every team in the league this season is how fast the Kings are playing on both ends. There's going to be some sloppiness to that. So I don't think it's going to look perfect or pretty all the time, but I see Doug Christie and how the Sacramento Kings are trying to play and trying to operate. And it just feels more than talk. And that's what's getting me. That's like, there's something there to be excited about and to rally behind. I still have major questions about how this works and how good this team can be short term. And then whatever the long-term plan is, but step one is getting a head coach in there and establishing an identity. That is what this season is quite literally all about. And you're getting off to a flying head start with that in training camp, I feel.
You see this a lot in sports and basketball, even in football, and hell, in baseball in certain situations. And I think that's what's going to be the key this year with this Kings team is taking on the identity of the coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The team plays like you would imagine that coach to play, whether sure. it's Doug Christie, or we used to do that for Taylor Jenkins and what he did in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
And grit and grind and all this other
Better
stuff.
Ending than that one, hopefully.
Let's pray.
Yeah.
Let's pray. But these teams that – Joe Mazzulla, you know, who's the other
Ime.
Yeah. Houston took on that identity. Now, part of that was the GM getting players in there that could to do that, could mm-hmm. execute mm-hmm. what the vision was for that coach. But that may be something that we're seeing here in Sacramento is this team taking on the identity of the head coach.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Doug is going to try to implement during this training camp.
And again, let's be perfectly clear too. There are still major question marks about how this is all going to work. And 3 days of training camp doesn't decide a season, mm-hmm. but it's about getting off to a strong start. And from my money, it's harder to do any better unless like in this, even if they hit every single shot they took in this scrimmage today, I would then go, okay, maybe the defense wasn't as good as it was supposed to be. Like it's hard to imagine a better start to training camp and to this new regime than what we are seeing over these first few days. And I just hope that carries through the entire training camp. And I hope we really get a glimpse of that on Wednesday, because the crowd that's going to come into the Golden One Center is going to be, one, ready and starved for Kings basketball because we had no California Classic, and two, is going to be incredibly curious. And I think if what I saw and what I've been seeing in training camp and hearing in training camp conveys itself on the floor on Wednesday, I think a lot of people are going to leave that arena regardless of the final score going, I'm back in. Like I just have that feeling.
I love that.
Preparing everybody to get hurt again.
I know. Okay. He's going to break my heart. Doug Christie's going to do it this time.
Live with an optimistic viewpoint. We're only 3 days into this, so it's going to get worse. The great part is by like Sunday, there's probably going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight at practice, and Doug's going to say, oh yeah, they're just tired of seeing each other. They're just, we need to play somebody else. We need Toronto to get here because these guys are, you know, they're getting after it. They're playing hard. They're tired of each other. And so, you know, we'll hear about, you know, the Malik Dennis fight or the, you know, Devin Carter, Malik Monk fight or something like that. And that'll be, all right, we're here, everybody. We're here.
But I like what Doug's saying though. He says, if you're not willing to go at your teammate, how the heck are you ever going to go at somebody else like that way? You have to, it starts here, right? And to see, yeah, there was never any concern at all of things getting physical between Malik Monk and Dennis Schroeder today. Mm-hmm. Never, not even remotely close, but Schroeder fouled Monk, didn't agree with the call. Monk went right back at him and said, you hit my arm, and they just jawed at each other. Like there's that competitive fire, and that's while both of them are probably pretty exhausted because they've been scrimmaging for a while. So, again, it's just a glimpse of that competitive fire and Doug Christie sitting there on the sideline nodding his head going, this is what I want. So,
I say fatigue makes cowards of us all. Fatigue makes us all cranky. That's what it does. Yeah. And some of you are suggesting that Devin Carter's already in a fight. You guys need to stop it. That's inappropriate.
Man. Come on, man.
Head over to Baker. Oh, it is not the same. There are different levels to this, buddy, and it is not the same. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now. Join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. That tasting room is in West Sacramento. It's an amazing place. We had a great time there on Sunday. Bottles of that 755 to honor Hank Aaron were consumed, but nothing like that rosé. Check a nugget nearest you. There's one in Granite Bay. You can check Rayleigh's and Bel Air. KC said the nugget in Elk Grove's got it. We know that the Rayleigh's in Elk Grove has got it as well. Whatever your local Rayleigh's or Bel Air are, whatever your local nugget is, look for that wine bottle with the familiar baseball stitch and enjoy Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Big thanks to Matt George for being with us, as always. Thanks to Trista Crick for being with us. Thanks for Jake Gayden for filling in on the insiders, and make sure that you're tapped in tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos! I ain't even gonna say it, dog.
Red Sox, see you guys tomorrow.
How about 49?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.